Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 4:30, breaking news in Raleigh. I-540 is back open after a law enforcement investigation near Six Forks Road. What we're learning about the incident that kept investigators busy for hours overnight.
Plus, inflation could be easing, but will it be enough to keep your interest rates from going up? We ask a UNC economist what a key report out in just a few hours could reveal.
And we're looking at triple-digit heat indices as we get into the weekend. I'll show you the pattern change that's coming our way.
And lotto craze, the jackpots keep on growing. Still no winner for Mega Millions or Powerball. But that could all change for you tonight. We take a look at just how much money is up for grabs. It keeps growing. More of a chance for all of us here to win, right? Nobody won last night, so we can keep playing. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along. Yeah, it's a nightly event.
It is.
It seems like with Mega Millions, Powerball, one after the other. Every day a chance, right? Got a great chance at a nice start for our today. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, these numbers and the feels like out there is beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice out there right now. This is a live look at downtown Durham. 69 is the temperature and the dew point's at 66, so not bad at all. We're going to start to see that changing. That dew point's going to go up, temperature's going up, so it's going to feel oppressively muggy and sticky and uncomfortable as we get into the weekend. It's 61 right now in Roxborough. That's our cool spot, but it's 74 in Fayetteville and 75 in Southern Pines. So we do have a wide range in our temperatures this morning. We've had a little bit of rain, too, this morning down around Rayford. We're going to take a peek at that coming up in just a little bit. Temperature-wise, today looks a whole lot like yesterday. We'll see mid-80s at lunchtime. We'll see a high of 92 this afternoon. We do have a small chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the humidity begins to creep up today, but we'll really start to feel it over the weekend. Again, we'll go through that coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news right now. Police have surrounded a local CVS that appears to have been hit by a vehicle. This is happening at the store that's on Creedmoor Road in Raleigh, and WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from that CVS. Laura, what are you seeing out there right now?
Jeff, we've been on the scene for about 15, 20 minutes now. We're seeing the Wake County Sheriff's Office here with an active investigation. You can see the entrance of this CVS on Creedmoor Road completely blocked off with tape. And I want you to take a look at the obvious, the doors busted wide open, barely hanging on its hinge here. You can see directly through the store. So right now, we don't really have much information confirmed about what exactly happened here. Again, the Wake County Sheriff's Office deputies here on the scene just kind of blocked this area off. So once we get more information, of course, we will continue to update you about what's going here. Per usual, whenever there is an active investigation, people around the area are asked to avoid the area at this time.
All right, Laura, thanks for that. We also have breaking news. I-540 is back open now after a law enforcement investigation that lasted into the early hours this morning. Officers surrounded the area near Six Forks Road overnight, and the WRAL breaking news tracker spotted nearly a dozen law enforcement vehicles at this scene. This is after 1 a.m. Several lanes were closed as officers placed evidence markers in that area. The road reopened just before 3 a.m. We've made calls to figure out what prompted this investigation, and we'll bring you any updates we get on air and online at WRAL.com.
And more breaking news. North Korea has launched its first intercontinental ballistic missile in 3 months. According to Japanese officials, the missile flew for more than 70 minutes this morning before landing in the Sea of Japan. North Korea has ramped up its weapons testing in response to what officials there consider escalating threats from the U.S. military. Earlier this week, Pyongyang said it would shoot down U.S. military planes that flew over the Sea of Japan.
Opening statements will begin today in the trial of a former Durham gymnastics coach accused of touching children inappropriately. 2 days of jury selection are complete in the trial of Stephen Maness. He faces 4 counts each of indecent liberties with a minor and sexual battery. The former Bull City gymnastics owner was offered a plea deal last year, but prosecutors rescinded it after a judge raised concerns that Maness would not have to register as a sex offender. Victims said the alleged abuse went on for years.
We could see another big sign this morning that inflation is easing, but it might not be enough to stop another hike of interest rates. And WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning with a closer look at what you can expect from a key report on rising prices that's due out in just a few hours. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. June's Consumer Price Index report is going to be released later this morning, and recent data shows that inflation is easing a little bit, but it's still not at the Fed's desired 2%. And when you're seeing gas prices that look like this, well over $3, it proves that inflation is here to stay. Economists expect to see a 3.1% increase in consumer prices in June's CPI report, down from 4% in May. UNC economist Gerald Cohen says he's expecting inflation will go down, but not as much as people are expecting. This could lead to the Fed raising interest rates.
We'll see what the inflation numbers bring, but I'd say the meeting on July 26th is likely to lead to another rate hike.
Now, Cohen says that we're in good economic standing here in the Triangle, but inflation is impacting our housing market the most. He says even though those prices are up, the demand is still high. And the CPI report will be released this morning at 8:30 a.m. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WREL Live Center. As Kelsey just aptly pointed out, that inflation might be easing, but not as much as people hope. And whenever you talk about the CPI report, anytime you talk about inflation data, it always affects the markets. And of course, we'll be keeping an eye on stock futures this morning. Good news so far this morning, Dow futures in the green, as well as S&P 500, NASDAQ, as investors brace and try to gauge exactly what's going to happen with that CPI report. And what happens with that CPI report also impacts what the Federal Reserve will do when it meets again this month.
Thanks, Ken. We have breaking news from overnight. Iowa is one step away from turning strict new abortion rules into law. The state's legislature passed a ban on abortions after 6 weeks, just after midnight, following a marathon 12-hour session. The special session was called by the state's Republican governor, who is expected to sign the bill into law Friday. 20 states nationwide have passed new abortion restrictions since Roe v. Wade was overturned. That includes the 12-week ban in North Carolina that went into effect July 1st. Flight delays and cancellations appear to be easing up this morning at RDU, where you're looking live right now. Told you last night, dozens of flights were affected at the airport yesterday. Only one or two flights are delayed right now today. If you're flying out, you'll still run into problems at other airports, like Chicago, where nearly 100 flights are delayed or canceled this morning. United and American are offering waivers for flyers coming in or out of the city. It follows big storms in the Northeast and extreme heat in the Southwest.
President Biden will sit down with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky today as Ukraine pushes for membership in the global defense alliance known as NATO. Biden and Zelensky are set to meet in Lithuania, where a summit of NATO countries is underway. This is video from a previous meeting between them. Biden has said he is not sure bringing Ukraine into NATO while it is in the middle of a war is a good idea. Biden will also take part in a meeting about letting Sweden join the alliance today. He'll then head to Finland, which joined NATO back in April. Democratic State Senator Mike Woodard plans to join the race today to become the next mayor of Durham. Woodard told WREL that he plans to file the required paperwork to run this morning. He served 7 years on Durham City Council before winning his seat in the state Senate. Woodard is running to replace Mayor Elaine O'Neill, who said last month that she would not seek re-election. Durham's mayoral primary is nonpartisan. It takes place in October.
New this morning, the Mega Millions drawing will be worth more than $500 million. The jackpot has grown now to $560 million. No one took home the jackpot in last night's drawing. You do want to check your ticket, though, to see if you want a smaller prize. Four tickets in North Carolina are worth $10,000 for matching four numbers and the Mega Ball. The winning numbers, 10, 17, 33, 51, 64. The Mega Ball was 5. And the next drawing is Friday night.
And Jeff, you have another opportunity to become a multimillionaire tonight. The Powerball jackpot is now an estimated $725 million. That is the seventh largest prize in games history. You can watch the drawing live tonight right here on WREL.
2-2 to Diaz is hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front.
And the National League champions of Major League Baseball's All-Star Game once again. That home run by Elias Diaz of the Colorado Rockies put them on top for good, and they got the 3-2 win. The American League had won 9 All-Star games in a row, so that ends that streak. Diaz earned MVP award for his game-winning homer. This was the 32-year-old's first All-Star game of his career.
Time now, 4:40 on your Wednesday morning. There's new hope this morning in the search for a North Carolina girl missing since November. How a tip posted to Facebook could give police a crucial clue to tracking down Madalena Kojikari. Plus.
The 82nd Airborne leaves it all on the stage, making their first appearance on America's Got Talent. What the judges had to say about their performance.
Ah, looking forward to that. And you are looking live at Raleigh this morning. It is nice and cool outside now, but it will heat up later today. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when the muggy air returns.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43. We have a tiny little shower, a little bit of lightning down here across Hope County. It is fizzling out fast. If you're down around Lumberton watching us this morning, you may also be dealing with a little rumble of thunder, but it's not anything that's going to stick around. That's moving out. We may have an isolated shower later on this afternoon, but things should be pretty quiet for the bulk of us heading out the door this morning. You can take a live look here at Sanford. Heading out the door, we'll see mainly clear skies, temperatures close to 70, and our dew point's not so bad just yet, but we're going to see that climbing as we head through the day today. Walking the dog this morning, feels pretty nice out there. Temperatures mostly in the 60s. We're looking at some mid-70s down south, and our temperatures, of course, climb into the 90s for this afternoon. Again, we're just going to see our heat building. I'll show you what the heat index will feel like through the weekend coming up.
A Georgia grand jury has now been seated in the 2020 election probe involving former President Donald Trump. Over the next few weeks, the jury will hear evidence of possible interference in the 2020 election count. The most serious charges the jury is expected to consider will be racketeering. That could carry up to a 20-year sentence. The district attorney there says a decision on charges in the Trump case could come next month.
A man accused of holding a woman in Fayetteville hotel rooms and assaulting her for 3 days is now in police custody. 32-year-old Michael McLaurin is charged with crimes including assault with a deadly weapon and kidnapping. This all started at the Holiday Inn on Cedar Creek Road back on July 1st. A woman told police that she was assaulted at the nearby Econo Lodge and Red Roof Inn before she was able to get away and call 911 from that Holiday Inn. She was treated for bruises and other injuries. Lauren is now being held on a $925,000 bond.
There is new hope this morning for the family of a North Carolina girl missing since November. Madalena Kojikari was last seen getting off a school bus in Cornelius, just north of Charlotte. Yesterday, someone reported in a long Facebook post that she saw the girl in California. Cornelius police say that they are aware of the tip and detectives are following up on the information.
We have about 850,000 law enforcement officers in America, but we have over 330 million people. The way we're going to solve crime is if those 330 million people are involved with the solutions of these cases.
And people say that even if the tip doesn't pan out, it does bring the case national attention, which could lead to answers.
Wake County is adding 74 new jobs in its Medicaid office, but they can't hire for them yet. Wake County commissioners voted last night to add the new positions to handle tens of thousands of new applicants under Medicaid expansion. The expansion is currently in a holding pattern because state lawmakers have not yet passed a state budget, and expansion doesn't take effect until the budget does. An official with Wake County Health and Human Services says they have to be ready to hire and train the new workers.
North Carolina is number one in business again. CNBC ranked our state America's top state for business. It's the second year in a row. The study says North Carolina is a leader in attracting and retaining workers and career education. It is also showing that the housing market is handling the influx of new people coming in with minimal stress. Governor Cooper said the honor shows North Carolina is a prime location for businesses.
That's the first thing they care about, particularly now when workers, there are shortages in many areas. They want to make sure you have the workforce. And CNBC has recognized that North Carolina has that workforce available. And it's because we've invested in our education and training.
Yesterday, Governor Cooper announced two new economic developments in the state. 150 jobs in Mecklenburg County for a rail car provider and 280 jobs to Guilford County for a new Honda Jet facility.
Guess what? They made it. Fort Liberty's 82nd Airborne Division is headed to the next round of America's Got Talent. Can you blame the judges for putting them through? They're amazing. All four judges gave them a yes last night. Staff Sergeant Marcus Gilbert said their performance was dedicated to their fellow soldier, Elijah Crawford, who passed away not long before the performance. Simon Cowell told them it was the perfect tribute to the friend that you lost. Just incredible. I mean, the voices on all of them, it gives you chills.
Well, of everything that they have to do and all their training, you know, militarily speaking, and then to have that kind of talent,
it's
singing.
It's incredible.
We're going to see more of them. That is a beautiful thing. We'd like to see more of this beautiful weather we have right now. This is a live look at North Hills here this morning. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center saying, not so fast.
Right? You know, the heat and humidity is just going to keep on building as we get through the weekend. And we'll see that chance of showers and thunderstorms bumping up as well. Right here, you can see it down just to the west of Fayetteville, around Rayford, down toward Lumberton. We had a little shower pop up here, a little bit of rumble of thunder. We'll zoom in a little more closely and see just south of Rayford, a little bit of lightning there. That's fizzling out, and there's no indication that we would see any more of that this morning, so we'll give that another 15 minutes or so, and then that should be the end of that. We'll widen out the view. You can see future cast between now and lunchtime is nice and dry. During the afternoon, we'll see a few clouds build like we did yesterday, this big puffy cumulus clouds. There's 5 o'clock, not much showing up. You can see a tiny shower here or there, but today's chance for rain is pretty minimal. We take a live look at downtown Durham, 69 degrees with a dew point of 66, so it feels comfortable right now, but our numbers are all going to be climbing. Around town today, 94 in Raleigh, 93 in Durham, 93 in Fayetteville, and that's up a degree or two from yesterday. The big thing that we'll notice is we start to see the humidity creeping up, and it's really back full force for us tomorrow. Today, we're going to be in the steamy category, and then after that, we move right up to tropical, and we're going to sit there for a while. We take a look at our muggy meter again today, looking at steamy tropical Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We could just go ahead and add Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to that. We don't really see much of a break, but this is the time when we tend to see the hottest time of the year around our region. So today, looking at 94, Thursday's 95, Friday's 93, and then the heat index. Today, we're going to keep it just below 100, likely to be 102 Thursday, but Friday, the forecast is for 105. 105 is the bottom criteria for a heat advisory. So we may go under a heat advisory Friday, and that could be the case all the way through the weekend. So far this July, we've had 9 days at 90 degrees or hotter, and the average is 15. And so it's only the 12th. So it looks like we're probably going to hit that average. As a matter of fact, we have a good chance of above normal temperatures for the third week of July, the 17th through the 21st. We take a look at our 7-day forecast. Again, looking very hot for us. We get into a better chance for thunderstorms starting Friday through the weekend. We'll walk through which days look the wettest coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Coming up, the Carolina Hurricanes got a taste of sled hockey. How the team is supporting younger players who are overcoming a disability to stay on the ice.
Summer in North Carolina means vacations, backyard cookouts, beach days, but also, unfortunately, bugs.
Yeah.
Insect repellent is a great way to battle things like mosquitoes and ticks.
Yeah, but not all bug sprays are effective. Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur shares Consumer Reports' top tested options.
Fairy Prey volunteers put on some insect repellent, wait 30 minutes, and then put their arm in a box that's filled with 200 disease-free mosquitoes. Testers then take note to see how often a mosquito lands on a volunteer's arm or if that mosquito takes a bite.
A repellent fails our test if a mosquito bites twice in one 5-minute session or if there's one bite in each of two consecutive five-minute sessions.
There are over 3,000 mosquito species worldwide and 60 right here in North Carolina. That's why Consumer Reports put 53 repellents to the test to find out the best ones for your family.
Mosquitoes and ticks can spread serious bug-borne diseases like Lyme disease and West Nile virus. And using an effective insect repellent is one really good way of reducing your risk of contracting those diseases.
Key word there is effective. CR's test found that many of the most effective repellents in fighting against mosquitoes and ticks contain 25 to 30% DEET as an active ingredient. Two repellents CR recommends, 3M Ultrathon Insect Repellent 8 and Benz Tick and Insect Repellent Wilderness Formula Pump. Both excelled in protection.
Proper application is just as important as getting the right product. Make sure you're spraying the repellent directly on your skin. You can also spray it on your clothes, but don't spray it on your skin first and then put clothing over it. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
Also this morning, the Carolina Hurricanes sled hockey and triangle special hockey teams will be on the ice with future Canes stars. The players will skate at the practice facility as part of the team's 2023 Prospects Development Camp. Some of the Canes prospects will also be trying out sled hockey and playing right alongside those youth skaters.
And all it takes is one bite. So it is a serious, it's a major issue.
Up next, a man in Hillsboro is recovering after being attacked by a rabid fox. The clear signs experts say you should look for if you think an animal might be rabid.
Rescues will continue this morning in Vermont after historic flooding. We have new video of the damage as the water begins to recede.
And some Bank of America customers could be getting money from the company. What the bank has been accused of, that's coming up next at 5.